Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is alive. Oh, we sing praises unto you, Yahweh. We do extol you this day. We lift up that mighty name of Yahweh. And we pray in your sure name, the hope of Israel. You impart your anointing upon the house. Your manservant, as he speaks today, let it be with a pure unction, the motive pure, no selfish desires, no preconceived notions of any grander or exalted one, only you, Yahweh, will we exalt. We exalt you. In the midst of your tabernacle, let no flesh rise up to exalt itself above the pinnacle and power of Almighty Yahweh. So give us wisdom today, as you give the instructor today wisdom and understanding to speak with purity of heart, and let your word goes out and accomplish that which is its purpose and sent to do. Let it move the hearts of your people that here today in this tabernacle, via the internet, the broadcast that will go out of this message, let the hearts of your people be blessed by the inspired word that have come from your bosom, that has been manifested amongst us in your sure Messiah. Our hope is in the truth of the expression in Scripture. We have no other book but this book, Father. It must be the inspiration of our hearts, must cause us to wait upon you and your promises that are written, Father, that they will not be lost. As much as man has tried to disfigure, to hide, as he has with your name, yet you have opened this truth unto us, the mysteries of the kingdom. He has placed his idioms and his language in Scripture. Yet you have sent us a comforter, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to lead and to guide us into all of your truths, your judgments, your righteous laws, that they inspire our hearts. For we know that Messiah fulfilled them all. For the hope of your honor, we bless you in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. It's a wonderful thing to be able to come into the house of Yahweh and to be inspired by the preaching of the truth. He has chosen a way that is not pleasing to flesh to make known the plan of salvation to his house. And so he has ordained men and imparted unto them the spirit of an oracle, that they may speak and proclaim the message of this age and time that we are in. I believe that Messiah is coming, and we must know who he is, and we must call him by his name when he comes. We cannot call him by some foreign name that man has given him and changed his name. Just like man has changed the Shabbat. And you say that the first day of the week is important today. And the laws of Yahweh have no relevance for us at all. Yet he is a transgressor that despised the laws of Yahweh. When a man will not obey the commands of Yahweh, he is transgressing against him. He is willfully sinning against Yahweh. He has purpose in his heart to sin against the mighty Creator. And what Shaitan has done, he has established men with great wealth and riches. Their voices can be heard throughout the world, literally. Yet they will not proclaim the truths of Almighty Yahweh. It is a message that is steeped in Mithraism, paganism. It is fashioned behind pagan idols, their homes, the things that bring glamour to them, and yet it brings no honor unto Yahweh. What brings honor and glamour unto Him is His exalted name and our living, the life that He commanded us to live. And so He has spread this false hope that man can indulge in all of his ways and his activities. I can be whatever He wants to be. He always wants us to be sons of righteousness. He has not called us to be anything else. You can't master many things. You must be a master or a ruler of one thing. And we must rule our souls, our minds, our hearts, our spirits, by the law of righteousness. There is no different law for you or me. He has given one law that is complete. The Messiah showed us how complete that law is, without any kind of error, any kind of falsehood, that He was able to fulfill every letter, every jot, and every tittle of the law. He did not let anything escape Him at all. He fulfilled the purpose of the Father, that His name would be lifted up above the heavens, and man would stop calling on the pagan identities, as He called them, gods and lords. He will begin to call upon the true Creator that made all things. And in this time whereby the wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out, there must be a consensus voice when Messiah comes. It cannot be a language of those of the Philippines. Cannot be an Aramaic language and an English. We all must speak with the same tongue. We all must have the same voice. And so when Messiah comes, there will be a shout of honor unto the true and the living Creator. And the sound will be the same, regardless of what language it is in. It will be one consensus sound that will fill the heavens and the return of Messiah, whom is the hope of Yahweh, who is the Father of true Yisrael. And Scripture identify Yisrael. It is not identified by race or ethnicity, for a man cannot be an Yisraelite if he denies the atonement of the blood, the Messiah. You're not going into the kingdom because of your ethnicity, the color of your skin, the wealth that you possess. There's only one way, and that is by the atonement, the price paid in full, the reconciliation of the house of Israel unto Yahweh, and that is only by Messiah, the hope of Israel. It is not coming because your status, your natural origin, your 12 tribe identity is coming because of the promise of the Father. And when a man acknowledged the Son, he knows that the works were manifested by the Father. He sent His word in fleshly body, and it accomplished everything that He intended for that word to accomplish in flesh. That sin, transgression, and iniquity had no power over the perfect laws of Yahweh. For He came to fulfill the laws of Yahweh. And that is why there is much confusion today. As those that aspire or inspired by the Torah, the Tanakh, And they say that the new covenant has no inspiration as to what the Torah says. Yet the new covenant is the fulfillment, made known perfectly, the law of Yahweh. It is because of man's prostitution. In mid of his doctrines, he has prostituted the pure word of Yahweh. It has unleashed the spirit of Babylon, what of confusion, because the birth of this whore, this Jezebel, this religious harlot, is what scripture calls her a harlot. She is the mother of every whore, has unleashed this lying deception throughout the world, and cause the mind of man to be turned unto pagan worships, and their minds turn away from the pure laws of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what has happened. And so, this Babylonian religion has given gods, and all kinds of gods, and man worshiped the gods of this Jezebel, this whore, this harlot, that her end is near, and there is only a house and a remnant that shall escape. The wrath of Yahweh shall be poured out without measure. We must identify in Scripture who are the ones that will escape, for His wrath shall be poured out upon the earth. And the wrath of Yahweh is whereby the very inward soul or His spirit is agitated by the corruption, the depravity, the rebelliousness, the anti-Messiah spirit that is apostate today, whereby man will not cry out unto Him, whereby he will not acknowledge Him, and his soul is going to pour out vengeance upon the nations of the earth that have rejected Him. Man is not going in because he is poor, because you're rich, because you suffered in this life. That does not give you any kind of entrance into the kingdom. There's only one key that unlocks the door, and that is faith in Yahweh. Not faith in gods or some religious tradition that draw the heart of man away from the love of Yahweh. And the devil has done a tremendous deceptive job whereby man in this ecumenical spirit, they call the Father, the same thing that they call Buddha, the same thing that they call Molcham, Moloch, and Ashtaroth, they call Him God. Who is He? Or is He what man proclaim Him to be? I want to be God in Scripture. Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 17. I have quite extensive reading today because only faith comes by hearing the word. And the word of Yahweh must be read, understood, and open up unto the house of His people, that we may have the knowledge to combat the powers of hell that are rising up in the nations of the earth today, to give man a false illusion of hope. And that is what these Benny Hins, these T.D. Jakes, Ron Parsleys, that is what they give the people, these Jezebels, like Marilyn Hickey, and all of them. They give the people a false hope of security. It is not the hope of Yahweh. For the hope is in the blood of Messiah, that He fulfilled every law and every word that the prophet spoke about Him. He fulfilled that. He manifests it, that it was the righteous word of Almighty Yahweh. We want teachings and things that are conducive to our itching ear, They give us comfort in flesh. The truth of Yahweh will never allow your flesh to find a place of comfort. It will never allow that. And any time your flesh is comfortable, it is not the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. He comes to destroy the power of flesh. For all that is in the flesh, in this earthly vessel, first of all, there is no good thing that dwells in it. It has a lustful eye. The flesh is lustful. It lusts for the things of the earth. And it is prideful. And that is the spirit that goes before destruction. And destruction is coming to this nation, America. The wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out. You say, Pastor Roberts, we ought to be fasting and praying for this hurricane that is coming, Francis. Then who do we pray that it escape? And who shall we pray that its direction be changed and that wrath be poured out upon who? Have you become respect a person in your judgment? We leave all things in the hands of Yahweh. Our prayer that thy will be done. For even in the midst of a storm he shall protect his house. There is and there shall be a people and a house whereby the wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out upon. And in order for us to understand the validity of that, and that it rings a sounding alarm in our souls, we must endeavor to press to see what Scripture says. I'm not talking about our traditions. They have led us far from your way. Led us into our own little ideologue and our own little ideology. And our own theology and our own perceptions. There is only one mind. And that is the mind of truth that was exemplified or expressed in Messiah. And we need that mind today. That same spirit and that same heart. For the heart and the mind of man express corruption, lies, deception, and sin is the pleasure of the natural mind. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 17, and I want to begin Revelation 7, verse 1. Chapter 6, verse 17. Scripture calls it for the great day of his wrath. And this is implicitly talking about Yahweh. For the great day of Yahweh's wrath is come. Now the profound question is asked, who shall be able to stand? Who's going to be able to stand when the wrath of Yahweh is poured out? Who's going to be able to endure this cataclysmic mayhem of the fire of Yahweh that shall be poured out? Where the religious Jezebel, she tells the people that they're going to be raptured out. They're going to be caught up. That is a deception of a lie from hell. It is a tradition that has been taught by man. And every whorehouse in America teach that. The ones that do not teach that, they are ostracized. And they are cast away from the mainstream. And if you do not concur with the Benny Hins, the T.D. Jakes, the Pat Robinsons, the Jerry Falwell that sells the souls of the people into hell, that is what each of these men do. They sell the integrity and the truth of Yahweh for a political gain. For an identity gain. For an association with the harlot of this life. These Jezebel politicians that are filled with a spirit of harlotry under the power and the strength of this whore, Mystery Babylon. They are confused in their economic plans, in their global plans. They are as twisted as they come. They don't know which way to turn. Thousands of policies had none work, for they have rejected the commands, the structure of government whereby Yahweh has established, and their government shall never work. There's only one true government, and that's the government of Yahweh. The capitalist government will not work. The democratic, the federalist, communist, none of them. And for some reason, America thinks that she is a democracy. A democracy is simply a bunch of foolish, gibbering, jabbering opinions. That is what a democracy consists of. That there are diversity and many opinions. There's only one opinion in the kingdom age, and that is the law of Yahweh. And only that law shall rule. And every man that is in the kingdom will obey the law of Yahweh and nothing else. He said, for this great day of Yahweh is about to come. Now who shall escape? You that won't escape the great wrath of Yahweh, this mighty day of his vengeance, whereby he shall wreak havoc upon the face of the earth. He gives us metaphors and similitudes of what things that his wrath shall be vented upon an unrighteous, unholy generation that rejects his laws. As he allows the storms, the typhoons, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the fires to rage. As we understand the proliferation of the nuclear armaments, how that they burn literally the air, the molecules, the atoms of the air, is what that thing, the nuclear bomb, sits on fire. It is an invisible fire. How can a fire be invisible to the natural eye? That it literally consumes the sockets out of your eyes. Consume flesh on its bones. And that man fall in a heap of nothing. That is the power of this demonic force and power that is ruling the earth today. For he thinks that he is going to remove Yahweh. That is not so. So he disguised himself by many names and many religious practices. He has a horde of religious practices, that there is no unified hope in any of them, not one of them at all. Who shall escape the great day of Yahweh? That is the question. We ought to begin to ask ourselves, shall I escape this wrath? Am I assured of escaping the wrath? We shall be upon the face of the earth. And our place is a secret hiding place whereby man doesn't even know. He says in the seventh chapter, verse 1, he said, after this mighty manifestation, after these things, he said, I saw four melakim standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, the multitude of people, nor on the trees. He said that Yahweh said, hold back the very indignation of my terrifying wrath that shall consume the four corners of the earth. My venomous wrath shall be poured out. My fury shall be poured out like a raging man without any sense. I know that we don't think that this is our Creator. Yet even in our natural manifestations, we have poured out wrath and correction in the midst of our heated correction of that situation. We don't want to think that Yahweh does this. But he's this way. He said, you stop just for a moment, for the day is at hand. For what reason, Yahweh? Why should there be a holding back of this? He said, because there was a Malach in verse 2. He said, I saw one that ascending from the east. And he did not come with the eastern mysticism or eastern religion. He descended to let us know that their eastern mysticisms shall be brought down to the pit of hell. That the Father always shall consume their rituals, the traditions, and their pagan gods, their idols of worship. He descended from the east to show that Yahweh has power over every god, over every pagan and idol there is. He saw him sending from the east. For what? And what is the purpose? Having the seal of the living Yahweh. Now I know what King James says. Having the seal of the living God. But having the seal of Yahweh, and the seal of Yahweh is a living, viable hope. He had a seal of Yahweh. That's what he had. I want to stop there for a moment. I want to define that word seal out of the Hebrew and Greek lexicon. That is simply a dictionary that gives us meaning. I want to define what the word seal means. It means this. In order to prove, it must prove something. And so this Malach had the seal of Yahweh. And the seal was to prove something. It is to prove. It is to confirm. Now that is what a seal is. It confirms. To attest a thing. Hence, to confirm the authenticity. To prove whether it is real, false, surreal, or the reality. And so that is what this Malach with the seal of Yahweh, he came to prove or to seal those that were truly the servants of Yahweh. He came to seal. Place beyond doubt, once there is a seal, there is no doubt. That is like a notary. Once he or she notarized a document, there is no doubt that the authenticity of it is genuine. It is a writing of a document. It is to prove one's testimony. Now that is what this Malach will do. He will come and prove those that have the testimony of Messiah. And if we do not have that testimony, you shall not escape the wrath of Yahweh. He saw this one having the seal of the living Yahweh. And he cried with a loud voice to the four Melachim. This one having the seal, he cried unto them, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the masses of the people. But yet there was a voice that was sent by Yahweh for just a pardon or a reprieval for the moment. And he cried out unto them. He said, hurt not the earth. Do not destroy the sea. Do not cause the commotion of the natural sea to beat against the owls of the sea. He said, nor the trees, the strong, towering ones, and their pride and their arrogance. He said, don't touch one of them. For what purpose? Till we have sealed the servants of our Father, or Yahweh, in their foreheads. It must be in the foreheads. It is the psalm of man, the forehead, is the psalm of man, it is the strength of man, it is the power of man, is the forehead. The Torah must give us implicit direction and understanding of the purpose of this forehead of man. It has to be there, brothers and sisters. And if it's not there, then revelation has no value at all. It is either that those that will be sealed are the clean ones or the unclean ones. I'm here to tell you that every man shall be sealed upon the face of the earth. Every man shall have a seal either in his forehead or in his hand. The saints of Yahweh, they shall have a seal in their foreheads. The thought or the forethought of man is not about Yahweh. It is about serving his gods. And man has more than one god. They have a plethora of gods. Because when one disappoints them, they go to the other god. They bow down to that god and began to show obeisance and worship unto that god. He's a fickle thing. And the only thing that will cause his mind to be set right is the law of Yahweh. Nothing else, brothers and sisters. This world and this nation must be governed by pure law. And that is the thing that they reject above all things, the laws of Yahweh. It must be governed by the pure spiritual laws of Yahweh. For every man that is carnal, he is sold unto death. He shall die in his natural body. But the law of Yahweh is a spiritual law. It fights against the spiritual encroachments of hell and darkness. The things that are dark that will creep up in our minds, our imaginations, and our thoughts. The law of Yahweh is the only thing that brings that thing unto judgment. For our laws don't bring it to judgment. For the Moloch said, do not destroy the earth. Do not hurt the strong ones in their religious practices. Because there are those that they must receive the seal of this living one. We must find out what that seal is. We must know what that seal is because the wrath and the day of Yahweh's wrath is at hand. I pray to Yahweh that you can understand that. And Yahweh said before that day can proceed to its maximum fury, there must be the sealing of the house of Yisrael. And true Yisrael are those that are sealed with the living seal of Yahweh. Yahweh doesn't care about their fleshly complexion. For all flesh is as grass. It is going to be burned in the fire of hell. It has no value. Has no strength. It is incapable of doing anything that is righteous and right. It cannot do it. So man's redemption does not, or it is not based upon his ethnicity or his race. It is based upon the power of the fulfilled law of Yahweh in that body of Messiah. And that is the only way that it is going to come. Yahweh says to love your neighbor as yourself. It did not tell you to love a black man more, or a white man more, or a Greek man more, or a man of the Yodim, or the Yada, or the Jews more. It did not tell you that. And it does not tell you that. It tells you to love your neighbor as even you love yourself. So who shall escape even the wrath of Yahweh? Scripture says, listen, in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It declares unto us, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven. It declares that his wrath shall be revealed or made known from the heavens or the skies above. Against all unholy men. Everyone that is unholy in their practices. Unrighteous in their deeds. There's no righteous law that burns in their souls. He said, for that wrath is revealed from the heavens against all unholy men. And unrighteousness of men who hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. But a man will not declare the name of the Father, that is an unrighteous law in him. And the wrath of Yahweh shall be revealed upon that man. Yahweh is not concerned about their religious traditions. We have walked in religious traditions and caused our eyes to be blind from the truths of Yahweh. So his wrath is revealed. And yet the Malach said unto the four Melukim, do not hurt anyone at all until the seal of the living Father or Yahweh is placed upon those that are not of this spirit. And he shall mark his house. His house is marked. And you will know his house as you know his tabernacle, because his name is there. He will not give his name or his honor unto anyone else. And the name of Yahshua does not dishonor the name of the Father. It directs us to the Father to let us know that salvation is of the Father. The name of Jesus can never do that. Jesus, Lord, can never direct us to Yahweh. He is personal. And he does everything personal. So personal that before the foundations of the earth, he knew that your name would be Willie Dean. He knew that your name would be Jeff Wagner. And he preordained all things. That is how personal he is. He is on a personal name basis. That's the way Yahweh is. And so his wrath, who shall escape? Who will escape? Only those that have the living seal. We must identify what the living seal of Yahweh is. We must see what seals there are. And the scripture talks about different seals. But what I want you to understand is that his wrath is about to be poured out upon the earth. And we can see the little metaphors of that. Yahweh allowed great havoc throughout the earth. Terrorism rising. Mr. Bush says that the world is a safer place with the demise of Saddam Hussein, with the Taliban government of Afghanistan. And he says that the nations of the earth are safer. And yet the terrorists, this ideologue of these foolish men of Islam, they are destroying their neighbors, their brothers and their sisters. There is no heartfelt warmth at all. When one will not concur with their doctrines and the principles of Muhammad, then you are fit or you are destined for destruction. So America is not safer. The people are frightened. The world is not safer. They're bombing, they're destroying 300 people there in Russia by the hands of 17 to 20 men and women from Grozny. Destroyed about 300 children. Yet this is a nation that will not pray. It has no thought at all of Yahweh. The only time in the pagan whorehouses, on their Shabbats and their Sunday unrighteous worship, he should be in the forefront. He should be in our foreheads. For we are the sum of what he has made. And he has made us. Not we ourselves, but he has made us. You haven't made yourself, but Yahweh has. We are justified. As Saul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 9. He said, I want to comfort you, my brethren, the saints of the Most High. He said, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It is the hope of Messiah by that shedded blood on Calvary. We shall be saved from the wrath of Yahweh through him. You're not going to be saved from this wrath because you are a black man. Because your complexion is different and you take pride in your complexion, you're not going to be saved because you're Caucasian, man. You're going to be saved because of the wrath or the blood of Messiah, and in him whereby the wrath of Yahweh shall not come nigh unto us. He showed us that in Egypt with Israel. When darkness overtook the land, only in the house of the Hebrews did you find light. When the death Melech came through, only those that were justified by the blood, death overshadowed them. When the cattle and the stench came upon the land, it was only those that did not know Yahweh that began to cry and began to become perplexed in their mind, as Pharaoh declared, I will let them go, but you can't take that. Yahweh says they've taken all, everything that belongs to them, and because I will get honor upon my name, I will harden your heart even harder, that you won't let them go. Because I will make known my mighty power, and the earth and man shall know that it is not Dagon, it is not Ashtaroth, it is I. The might and the power is in my hand. And he showed us a mighty demonstration there. And even as the army of Pharaoh pursued the Israelites, yet he caused the great wind to blow all that day to show them that it was not some kind of magician trick, but it was by his hand. And whereby the sea began to depart, it opened up a path that 5 million went over, and they went over dry shod. They didn't lose one hair for their head. No one was trampled over. No one was killed. No broken bone, because the body could not be broken. And that was a metaphor, representation of the body of Messiah. It could not be broken. For that experience that they experienced is an example for the hope of this generation. That's what they were. They were the epitome of the body of Messiah. Not one hair of the heads were lost. There were no broken bones at all. They came through without one scar, one bruise. That his mighty power in his hand may be made known. That the world would declare, this is not my God that did this. I don't know that one. He again affirms this to us in 1 Thessalonians. It's important that I read these verses to us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. He said, for Yahweh hath not appointed us to wrath. What wrath? His wrath. His anger. But to obtain salvation by our hope. See, who has appointed us to obtain salvation? It is Yahweh. Through whom Yahshua, Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh, he is the hope of Yahweh, salvation for us. So he appointed us, our names, in that body. He bore the sins of the world. And in that we were worldly, we were sinful, we were earthen vessels. He bore our names in that body. That is what Messiah did, that we will not be appointed unto wrath. The Moloch said, you cannot touch anything. It is given unto you to hurt the earth, but you cannot do it until the living seal of Yahweh is in the forehead of his people. There are those that have gone on in ignorance. There were those in Hebrews where it talks about those of faith. They wandered. They didn't know which direction to take, but they knew that there was a hope and a promise. And they longed for the manifestation of that. They did not have the knowledge that we have today. And so what Yahweh is doing in this hour for the people whereby his wrath is going to be proven and they shall escape, there must be a sealing of that house. The man has died in ignorance. A lot of ignorance they have died in. Yet for the purpose of his wrath, and to show those that are on his side and those that he has manifested or made known or established to endure the wrath and to go through, he's going to put a living seal upon them. And that's what the Father is going to do. And during this hour, he begins to make known what that living seal is. And he begins to show man that living seal, that we may have the living seal of Yahweh. And this is not man's theology. This is just simple truth being preached. It doesn't come by hermeneutics and hermeneutics. It just simply comes by letting the Spirit of Yahweh have the power to speak what thus saith Yahweh. And allow flesh to be destroyed and removed out of the way. That flesh will not get any honor or be exalted above the measure that Yahweh intended for it to be exalted above. And there is no measure that He intends for flesh to be exalted above. None. It's filthy. It's degenerate. It has no hope in it at all. He says in 2 Timothy, verse 2, give you some assurance and reassurance. I'll read this one. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Joel says, nevertheless, Timothy, the foundation of Yahweh standeth sure. It is a sure thing. You don't have to wonder if it is sure, it is established. For He established it. And He is the mighty rock of Gibraltar. Having this seal, this document. And Messiah is the written document of Yahweh. For He is the manifestation of the living word. He said, Yahweh knoweth them that are His. He knows those that are His. And His commandment to us, and let everyone that call upon the name of Messiah depart from iniquity, from your lawless, corrupt, depraved ways. Everyone that say they call upon the name of Messiah, He says, now depart from your corrupt ways, from your ways that are lawless, that are not based upon My laws. He wants you to depart from those because His foundation stands sure. Your deceit of lies and corruption, your evil speaking, your evil surmising, your evil ways that do not bless the Father, He said, depart from that. Now He knows those that are His. And those that are His, they will depart from those evil ways. They will not pick up the mantle of evil. Why? Because we know Him, and we know that the wrath of Yahweh is poured upon all unholy men, and men that are unrighteous, and men that hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. They allow an unrighteous law in their hearts not to speak the truth because they are afraid of the foreheads of the people. And that is one thing that Yahweh says to Ezekiel, don't be afraid to Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their foreheads. They are adamant, they are stubborn. And every man is identified by his forehead. Scripture tells us that. Even the children of the harlot, of the whore, Scripture tells us that she is or they are identified by the seal in their forehead. And so Yahweh must seal His house. He has to. He must prove the authenticity of those that are His, and we will know that we're His because we will depart from the lawless ways. We want to be governed. We want the laws of Yahweh to govern us. We desire that. We want Him to be our strength, to govern us, and to speak unto us, and He speaks by the power of His laws. I want to show you now the sign of a seal in a man. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Now once a man is sealed, he's either sealed unto the hope of the resurrection of life, or he's sealed unto death. It's one or the other. And when a man will not walk upright and righteously, then I will show you the seal that he shall be sealed by. It says in 2 Chronicles 26, I want to begin reading at verse 16. The 16th chapter and the 17th chapter would be good reading for you and a good place to study. But it says here in 2 Chronicles 26, 16, it says, but when he was strong, He was bowled over by his riches, his elaborate lifestyle. And that's what man today, with his riches, his homes, his cars, his bank account, he believes that there is where the strength of his power lies. He said when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to destruction. And we know that pride go before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. And this is a nation that is full of pride. It is a haughty nation. Do you understand when you are haughty what that is? You think that you're grand and you got this glamorous and this grand attitude. That's wickedness. You perceive that you're better. You're nothing but a clunk of filthy, smelly flesh. And it all stinks. Male or female, it makes no difference at all. I don't care what your skin complexion is, it all stinks like dog's dung. Scripture says, for he transgressed against Yahweh, his father. And this is what he did now because of his pride, his arrogance. Uzziah, he went into the house of Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense. He says, I don't need the laws or the principles of Yahweh. I know who the priests are, Aaron and the sons of Aaron. He said, but I will do this. I'm strong, I'm powerful, and I'm mighty. Now that's the mindset today. You can't tell me. I know what my traditions say. I know what I have learned in Sunday school. They're predicated and based upon the spirit of this Jezebel. I want to identify her forehead too. I'll get to that. It's a simple scripture. I pray, and if I can bring you to shame to study the scriptures, I do that. You need to study. You need to spend a little time with him. You need to open your spirit up unto him. Instead, unto every kind of corrupt spirit there is. You will know it's corrupt when it keeps you away from him. Whatever keeps you away from him, you know that that's corrupt. If he is the husbandman, what wife wants to be kept away from a husband if she truly loves him? And if he is the husbandman, you tell me we are espoused to him. You do not want to be in his bosom, his arms. His fragrance is better than what Pierre Cardin can master. He has a sweet savoring smell. Your Pierre Cardin, your Leslie Fay, that wears off. But the fragrance of Yahweh is a consuming fragrance. You're only going to find that in Scripture. Well, there is no time to be perfumed or for his fragrances to enhance you. That something is thwarted in your mind and your spirit. I don't care if you don't love me. It makes no difference. You don't love him. You can't love me. And you love him because you know you spend time with him. That's how you know a parent loves a child, that they spend time with them. It says in verse 17, and Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh. Scripture says they were valiant men. They were mighty men, strong men. That's what he need today, valiant men. Strong men of fervor and power. We have men, but men are weak today. The strength is abated. Why? Because there is no soldier that can ever be a soldier unless he prepare himself and equip himself for the battle that is ahead. And any time you become a soldier, there are growing pains to become a soldier. You find out how far you can really run, how strong you really are. When Yahweh drives you into this military warfare, you find out where you need to come up, what it's going to take. He will show you what it's going to take to be a mighty, valiant warrior. Uzziah was the king. He could have had Azariah and every priest destroyed. He could have had every last one of them killed. But he said, I'll take this upon myself, like we do today. I'll take it upon myself. I know what he wants from me. You're wrong. What Yahweh wants for you, he will lead you into all truth. He will guard you. Your flesh is so corrupt and wicked. It guards you into every kind of mischievous, wicked, vile thing. Your conversation, your thoughts, that is where your flesh guards you. It doesn't guard you to the living law of Yahweh. It guards you away from that living law. And so the very valiant, mighty priests, they went in after him, and scripture said they withstood him, Uzziah. They said, you can't do this, you man. You're fool. He declares, I'm a king. He said, you're a fool, man. And he said unto him, they said unto him, it appertaineth, this is not permissible, you cannot do this, unto you, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Yahweh. It doesn't appertaineth unto us to change the laws of Yahweh, to change the Shabbat, to change the name of the Father and His Son. Is wrong. And this is an unclean generation. It's a leprous generation. That's why it's so unclean. This generation is the epitome of Uzziah. Because they're their own kings. They rule by their own strength. The Lord blessed me with a new house. $160,000. I got me an Escalade. Don't have any money, but I got 10 credit cards. And I'm working like a slave every day. Now that's their strength. And their pride. And they boast in those things like Uzziah. That's what they do. They want you to know that they're blessed of the Lord. We're going on vacation down to Palm Beach. They want you to know that. But the mighty priests of Yahweh, they said, you're a fool, man. This is not even permissible for you to do this. There are things that are not permissible for us as saints to do. Yahweh has not given us the permission to do it. But to the priests and the sons of Aaron, the house of the Levites and the sons of Aaron are the only ones that can do this. So they say women can preach. They can ordain one another. They're liars. He gave that to the sons of Aaron to be priests today. Men like Aaron. He said, that are consecrated to burn incense. He said, go ye out of this tabernacle. He said, for you have trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from Yahweh your Father. Now they told him he has what? Trespassed. Now this is what people do when they trespass Yahweh's law. When they trespass His name, when they trespass the covenant of Yahweh, this is what they do. Just like Uzziah. Scripture says in verse 19, then Uzziah was wroth. His anger was without control. And he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, he looked at them with indignation. Saying, I want to kill every last one of you. Scripture said the leprosy even rose in his forehead before the priest in the house of Yahweh and beside the incense altar. Now if you go look at the book of Leviticus, I think it's the 7th chapter, I'm not sure. It will tell you if a man had a spot on his hand yet, he was not unclean. It's only that when the spot rose up of leprosy in his forehead, he was an unclean man, so you put him out, he was a unclean thing as long as he lived. He was not to be a part of the house. And so Uzziah, when he sinned against Yahweh, because he had no repentance, when he transgressed the law, he became wroth. And that's the way the people are today. Yahweh tells us that we have transgressed. We become angry. Well, don't tell me that. Don't correct me. Who are you to reprove me? And yet the priests and the valiant men, they went in and reproved Uzziah, the king. and this wicked generation that is carnal and fleshly, when it gets out of the mandate of Yahweh and the true priests say, you're wrong, then their wrath began to show. They get angry. You can sense their uncleanliness as well. They don't want to be clean. Why? Because they rather transgress against Yahweh. So the leprosy rose in his forehead. Now I want you to remember that. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests, they looked upon him. And behold, he was leprous in his forehead now. Only in the sum of what he was. His whole heart was unclean. And so that's why the leprosy arose in the foreheads. And that's why Yahweh said, don't be afraid of their foreheads. They are adamant, they are stubborn, they are rebellious. You can see it in their forehead. Even the daughters of the harlot, you will know them by the identity of their foreheads. That's scripture. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out because Yahweh had smitten him. He knew that there was something wrong. And he couldn't get back. You see, that's the terrifying thing. He couldn't get back. He couldn't get back. He could not get back. The pride of his heart brought destruction. And his haughty ways, he fell instead of falling with his forehead on the altar of Yahweh, crying in repentance. His wrath and his anger rose up in his sadistic, wicked heart. And that's what happens today. The sin of the people rise up in them instead of repentance. And they get angry. And they get ugly in their wicked ways. I want Yahweh to send me a man that will preach to me mightily. I don't care about David Roberts' flesh.